man to Texas. This man was tender and kind. Boldly they sought a new future, leaving their families behind. So Almoron brought Sue to Texas, whence they would no longer roam. This good man and wife came to Texas, where they would build a new home. Susanna, a Wilkerson daughter, a sweet girl from old Tennessee. At 15 she loved a young captain, dashing and handsome was he. So Almoron Dickinson wooed her, and although her dear sister's beau, on his wedding day he swept Sue away, and soon off to Texas they'd go. First overland west to New Memphis, then down to New Orleans to sail, to land at the mouth of the Brazos, following green to its trail. And there were the blue Guadalupe and Rio San Marcos both run. They laid down their stake, a new life to make, and with their new daughter seemed done. Their life in Gonzales was trying, defending from Indian harms. Good citizens all had put out the call for cannon to strengthen their arms. But then came the Mexican soldiers to strip them of their treasured pride. The old 18 stood, they stood for the good, and so come and take it, they cried. Just 18 opposing 200, though foe had no hunger for fight. One shot from the gun, the battle was done, and war had begun by that night. Brave Almoron carried that cannon to join in the siege of Bear, to San Antonio, and then Alamo, and Travis's garrison there. He'd left Sue behind unprotected, with sweet Angelina alone. Marauders were looting Gonzales, Almoron hurried back home. They fled to the family of Musquis, Freemasons in old San Antone. The scouting report sent all to the fort, and soon Santa Anna had shown. Stories of valor and bravery at old Alamo. This small band of men stood defiant, none would be spared from the woe. They brought to before Santa Anna at babe of the Alamo side, their lives he would spare, his message to bear, that Houston must yield to the tide. Once up on the road to Gonzales, a scout troop of Texians rode by. They listened with pride of men who had died, then led Sue her message to ply. San Houston was bound past the Brazos, hell-bent for the runaway scrape. Santana had thought the fight had been fought, and all that was left was escape. They caught the proud general a napping, though cowardly he skulked away. Sam gave him his life and spared him the knife, and Texas was born on that day. Yet when all the bloodlust had settled, this widow stood lost with her child, with no relative and no way to live, so lost in the woods and the wild. Susanna gave her man for Texas. She made that great sacrifice with all the fine sons of Gonzales. He paid the ultimate price, while some returned to devastation. Sue went to find a new life. She sought then a good man in Texas, one who deserved a good wife. There must be a good man in Texas, one who deserves a good wife.